The spotlight will continue to be on Governor Cuomo in the final weeks of the session and whether he achieves three major items that he laid out in his acceptance speech to delegates at the Democratic Party convention.
We must pass a Women's Equality Act, public finance, and a DREAM Act. And we will.
The Women's Equality Act contains an abortion rights provision. It would codify into New York state law the elements of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. Cuomo has been seeking to expand New York City's small donor matching public campaign finance system to statewide offices. The DREAM Act would provide college tuition aid for the children of undocumented immigrants. Cuomo is under pressure from the left in his party to deliver on those three measures. He's also getting heat from the Progressive Working Families Party, which is still mulling whether or not to endorse him for re-election when they meet for their convention on May 31st. Cuomo, in his speech and other recent remarks, is blaming the leadership in the state Senate for the stalemate.
And we need to complete our social reform agenda. The state Senate so far has failed to deliver.
The Senate is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. Senate co-leader and head of the independent Democrats in the Senate, Senator Jeff Klein, has pushed publicly for enacting public campaign finance for statewide offices. He said recently he has not given up on achieving it this session.
I'm hopeful we can get something done for other statewide elected officials as well as the legislature before the end of session.
And the Senate Republican leader Dean Skelo says there are ongoing talks.
They've been discussions about non-taxpayer campaign finance, and we'll see.
So where would that come from if it was non-taxpayer?
Oh, there are a lot of things you could do. You could have a check order.
The door has opened a crack for public campaign finance. As part of the budget deal in late March, Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed to a pilot program for this year's state controller race. The Republican candidate, Onondaga County Controller Bob Adonacci, says he'll take advantage of the matching small donor fund source, which will come from the state's unclaimed deposits fund. The incumbent controller, Tom DiNapoli, says he won't participate, though, because the program is too flawed.
They changed the rules on me and on this race, 3.5 years into a 4-year election cycle. It really wasn't done in a fair way.
Reform groups agree with DiNapoli and say more is needed. The Senate has already voted on the DREAM Act, and the measure failed. The abortion rights provision in the Women's Equality Act may not have enough votes when Republicans and Democrats are counted together to even pass in the Senate. Cuomo is getting some support from Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. He says the governor's successes on progressive issues like same-sex marriage and gun control earlier in his term may have unrealistically raised expectations.
Their complaint with the governor is that he has been so successful on so many things that he hasn't been able to be more successful. He's a victim of his own success.
Silver says the Working Families Party should endorse Cuomo for re-election. He says a third-party candidate on the left would not win and would just take votes away from the governor.
They'll be helping the Republicans. I don't think that's their intention.
The Assembly, led by Democrats who hold a 2-to-1 margin in the chamber, has passed all three of the measures that Cuomo wants. The speaker predicts that a more comprehensive form of public campaign financing will not be enacted by the entire legislature, though, this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.